VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with key negotiators Thursday to discuss a Mideast ceasefire during a stop at the negotiating hub of Qatar. VOA's Anita Powell has that story.
The top U.S. diplomat has been shuttling around the Middle East on a complex mission from President Joe Biden to restart talks on a Gaza ceasefire, to negotiate the return of nearly 100 hostages believed to be held by Hamas, and to support the Palestinian people whose lives were torn apart by war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Thursday announced $135 million in additional U.S. aid for Palestinian civilians. He also said the administration felt Israel accomplished its strategic goals with the killing of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar last week. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
That story on social media about U.S. hurricane response may be coming from the Kremlin. More from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Researchers at a London-based think tank say Russian accounts are spreading and amplifying misinformation about hurricane response in the U.S. There are plenty of legitimate concerns about recovery efforts after Milton or Helene, but the Institute for Strategic Dialogue found posts linked to Russian state media and online accounts were spreading English-language content with fake images, like flooding at Disney World that never happened. The findings are consistent with previous Kremlin campaigns to exploit legitimate debate about hot-button issues. Another study by researchers at the Israeli tech firm Cyabra found a significant number of posts on X criticizing FEMA's storm response couldn't be verified as coming from a real person. And under the most popular posts seen over a half a billion times, a quarter of the responses were fake. Jennifer King, Washington.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has presided at the closing session of a summit of the BRICS bloc of developing economies, hailing its role as a counterbalance to the West. This is VOA News. South Korea's Presidential Security Service said that trash dropped around the presidential compound Thursday came from North Korean balloons. It comes as propaganda leaflets were found scattered on the streets of the South Korean capital. Reuters correspondent Diane To.
It appears to be the first instance of the North Korean government directly sending anti-South propaganda material across the border. Some of them made personal attacks on the South's President Yoon Suk-yeol and the First Lady. They accuse the Yoon government of failing its people and describe the first couple as immoral and mentally unstable. Since late May, North Korea has been sending thousands of balloons, often carrying trash, into various parts of its southern neighbor. It said the move was to retaliate for propaganda leaflets sent the other way by activists in the South criticizing the North's leadership.
Free North Korea!
Pyongyang has accused Seoul of being complicit.
That's Reuters correspondent Diane To reporting. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has rejected accusations from Beijing that his country is plagued by systemic racism and hate crimes. After an Australian diplomat led a group of Western nations in renewing concerns about human rights violations in China. A day earlier, China's foreign ministry spokesperson denounced as meddling in hypocrisy, a statement made by 15 nations to the UN General Assembly this week. A jailed former Malaysian leader has apologized for a fund embezzlement scandal and reiterates his innocence. VOA's Alexis Strope has more.
In prison, former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak issued a rare apology over the looting of a state investment fund worth billions of dollars, quote, under my watch, while reiterating his innocence. The apology on Thursday comes ahead of a court decision that will either acquit or order him to enter his defense in a second main graft trial, in which he faces four charges of abusing his power to obtain over $700 million from the One Malaysia Development Berhad State Fund. The scandal upended his government. He faces a slew of legal cases and started serving time in 2022 after losing his final appeal in his first graft case. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
The United States has brought hundreds of thousands of children from abroad to be adopted by American families, but along the way it left thousands of them without citizenship through a bureaucratic loophole the government has known for decades but hasn't fixed. Some of these adoptees live in hiding, some have been deported. A bill to help them has been introduced in Congress for a decade and is supported by a bipartisan coalition, but it has not passed. Advocates blame the hyper-partisan frenzy over immigration that has stalled any effort to extend citizenship to anyone. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.